for suits?
I don't know how to put this, but I'm kind of a big deal.
Well, I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you.
What's up, guys, and welcome into the Oral Pleasure Podcast, our 13th episode. You can now listen on iTunes, Spotify, and Spreaker.com. I'm your host, Billy Rutledge. You can follow me on Twitter at Billy R Sports. And today, we have another very special guest. We're riding the blue wave, UK football having such a good year. We now bring in Michael Bennett, the host of Just the Tip, weekdays from 8 to 9 a.m. on 1080 a.m. Michael, good to see you today. How are you doing?
Yeah, great to see you, Billy. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. And, you know, earlier today, we had hosted Just the Tip together, talked some UK sports and some other things. And I thought, why not have Michael on the show on this Halloween edition?
I have no idea why you're having. You've got all these incredible people on here, personalities from all over the state, far more famous than who the heck I am, and you got me, but I'm here.
We've had Ryan Lemon, Shannon the Dude was our last episode, Jared Lorenzen, many guests if you want to go back and check out some of the old ones. If this is your first time on Oral Pleasure, let me show you how it works. We listen to three sound bites, we react to them, and then we just try to do it all in 30 minutes. Sound good, Michael?
Sounds fantastic.
All right, let's see what we got up first.
Long punt. Bowden's back deep. He'll gather it in at the 33. Sprints up across the 45, across the 50, heading to the far side at the 40. Look out! He's across the 20! He's across the 10! Touchdown, Kentucky! New life for the Wildcats! 2 yards for the win for Kentucky. Now Snell shifts to the right of Wilson. Terry Wilson. He's going to throw. Conrad!
Touchdown, Kentucky!
Touchdown, Kentucky! Victory, Kentucky! I was waiting for the signal!
I didn't need a signal!
The thriller in Missouri. UK football gets it done, defeating the Missouri Tigers 15-14 to stay 7-1 on the season. They saw Tom Leach and Jeff Pecora on the iconic call there saying, didn't need the signal. Michael Bennett, you were there in Missouri for the game. One of those games that I think people will always remember. Maybe not the biggest game, but the unlikeliness of them being able to come back and win.
Well, I can tell you right now, if it hadn't have been for my wife paying for a room in St. Louis, I was gone mid-third quarter, headed back to Louisville. And here's the situation, because of the fact that I walked the entire length of the football field, I think three times. I was so nervous, and I just couldn't watch the game anymore. And that play, the very final play, happened right in front of me, yet I was on the bench on the sidelines, not watching it, because I just couldn't.
So you had your hands over your eyes? You couldn't handle
it? No. I was actually behind Mitch Barnhart, the athletic director for Kentucky, watching his expression, and it was priceless to see him with a couple of the other athletic department staff jumping up and down so excited that we had won. You're right. It is a moment I will never forget in my life. And of course, I'm running out to midfield, and then all of a sudden, here comes Mark Stoops, puts his arms around me, and gives me a bear hug, and then I gave him a hug, and thank goodness one of the photographers for Missouri took a picture of us.
Pretty awesome photo going around with you and Stoops.
Yeah.
And Stoops is finally, seems like the patience has paid off here with Stoops in his fifth season, I believe.
Yes.
And now at 7-1, he has all his recruits in, and he's finally showing what he can do with this Kentucky team. And it's something special, something that a lot of fans are going to remember this season for a while.
Here's what I like, Billy, is that on Monday night during the coaches show with Tom Leach, at the very end, Mark Stoops started talking about how much he appreciates the fan base. And it brings cold chills to me because, as far as me, I've been a fan of UK football my entire life. And to hear Mark Stoops just as sincere and genuine thanking the fan base for being patient with him, that you got to love that. And you feel like he is truly indebted not only to the university, but also indebted to the fan base too. Big Blue Nation out there is with him 1,000% behind his back.
Yeah, one of the biggest fan bases in the country and one that's been very supportive of the team. Last night I saw the college football playoff rankings come out.
Oh,
Kentucky
yeah.
ranked ninth ahead of Ohio State.
And should have been.
Yeah, should have been. They 7-1 on the year. But Georgia, number six. That's the game coming up this Saturday, 3:30 in Lexington. I'm going to say that again, in Lexington, because that is key. I think it's going to be one of the best environments for a UK football game that they've had in a long time.
Oh, no, it will be the best environment that UK has ever had. This is, I'll have to tell you right now, and I've been to every game, win, lose, everything, for the last almost 50 years. And I can tell you right now, there hasn't been a bigger game in my lifetime than this one right here. I know a lot of people are going to say 1951, UK beating Oklahoma in the Sugar Bowl. A lot of people are going to say, well, 1964, UK beat Ole Miss. And then also you got the other one, UK in 2007, which I distinctly remember, beating number one LSU. This is for a lot more. This is for the chance for UK to reach the SEC championship, not in basketball. Let me say that again. Not in basketball. We're going to be doing it in football.
Yeah, what kind of strange alternate reality are we living in where UK fans are talking about football in October and Louisville fans are talking about recruiting classes in basketball? It just seems like it's all mixed up.
Yeah, it really is. Not only that, I had a good friend of mine I was with last night that said, listen, only thing we can talk about at U of L is we can't wait for baseball season. So I've never heard of something like that. And we've got a huge basketball game coming up next Tuesday. UK basketball, arguably number one, number two, whichever poll you want to look at,
right,
is playing Duke, one of our biggest rivals in basketball. More, to me, more than U of L. And yet, nobody's talking about it.
Josh Allen, Benny Snell, Cash Daniels. I mean, it's just a cast of characters. You have a favorite guy on that team, somebody that you've clicked with, and maybe somebody you've interviewed over this season so far.
Well, I've always liked CJ Conrad, but again, it's going to go to those two players. I absolutely love to death Benny Snell. I love his family. He's got the greatest parents in the world that are full support, so proud of their son, so proud of the Big Blue Nation and the support that they've seen Big Blue Nation give their son. So yeah, how can you not like Benny Snell? But then the craziness of and personality of Cash Daniel is just unbelievable. To see him eating a chicken sandwich during an interview after we had just beaten South Carolina, it's just priceless. I mean, you can go on and on with all the things that have happened this year. Josh Pascal, who unfortunately had to be out because of cancer, melanoma on the bottom of his foot. You had, of course, Coach Schlarman, who has cancer, unfortunately, as well. Yet these people are still dedicated. And I said, with all these things happening, this is the makings of a special season. And guess what? Thank goodness one of my predictions has finally come to fruition.
Well, I think the UK football team's exceeding everyone's expectations, yeah, even the most optimistic UK fans. Cash Daniels, he could be a WWE wrestler tomorrow. He has the promo down. He could be a heel tomorrow. And then also, like you said, Benny Snell. You should start talking in the third person, Michael. I think that that would work well on your show.
Yeah, Michael Bennett says this is what we're going to do for the rest of the time. We're going to have a great time here. And Michael Bennett says, ask the next question.
Now, as we move on, or before we move on to the next soundbite, does Michael Bennett think that Kentucky defeats Georgia this Saturday and goes to the SEC championship game as the SEC East?
Well, here's what my heart says. My heart says yes. How could it not happen? We've got the makings of a team that does not just makings of a special team, but the makings of a very talented team. Defensively, I think we match up better than Georgia does. Offensively, I know we finished the game well at Missouri, but I still worry about that. We haven't played well as an offensive unit since second half of South Carolina. So that's 16, I believe that's either 14 or 16 quarters that we have not played well. So my head says, prepare yourself. This is UK football, because there's been so many disappointments over my lifetime.
Do you point that offensive struggles on Eddie Gran and the play calling of the offense?
Well, yeah, you have to. How can you not? His play calling has been questionable at best. So, but you go back to Terry and he's really struggled. But yet at Missouri, I thought he played great. What didn't play great was Benny had a tough game, and then you had the offensive line that didn't have a great game, and then you had the receivers out there. Terry was throwing great passes, but the receivers weren't catching them.
Yeah, when they put nine in the box to slow down that Heisman contender, it can kind of change like that. I did see Josh Allen's name starting to pop up for Heisman consideration. A long shot to go with a defensive player, but if anybody deserves it, it's going to be him.
I think so, too, and I think that now Josh Allen has surpassed Benny as far as Heisman consideration.
I'd agree with that, yeah.
And I think he should be one of the ones that are being highly considered for the trophy.
Michael Bennett is our guest, the host of Just the Tip, weekdays from 8 to 9 a.m. on Talk Radio 1080 WKJK. What do we got up next?
Hey, Big Blue Nation, it's time for Morning Tip-Off on Talk Radio 1080. Now, here's every Wildcat's best friend, Michael Bennett.
Good morning, Big Blue Nation. This is the Just the Tip. And I'm Michael Bennett, along with Billy this morning. Good morning, Billy. How are you doing?
I'm good, Michael. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic.
There's the intro to Just the Tip, or Morning Tip-Off, when that aired. Michael Bennett alongside with me, and I was on that show. Ended up cutting the audio of an old show that we did together before when the name was beginning to change from Morning Tip to Just the Tip. Yeah. Michael, you've started to do this show for a little under 2 years now, right? How did that get started? Why did you want to do that?
You know, it's funny. I can tell you exactly where I was. I was on John's Pass, which you're familiar with, down in Madeira Beach, Florida, right outside St. Petersburg. And I was sitting there at a restaurant by myself, thinking, what do I want to do with my life? And I thought, you know what? What would be fun? So I did a radio show. And then all these things started happening. Dennis Emery, who's the head tennis coach, former head tennis coach, now Hall of Famer for the University of Kentucky Hall of Fame, sat down with me and said, Michael, what have you been doing? And I've been doing these vignettes where I tell a 90-second story, and Ken Mudd here at iHeart was recording them for me. And I said, our goal was to get them played on 20 different stations throughout the state, and they're called Great Moments in Kentucky High School Sports. And next thing you know, I'm telling a vignette about different former high school athletes from Kentucky, and it was really pretty successful because instead of our goal, we overreached our goal and had over 40 stations, 44 if I remember correctly, carrying these little vignettes I was doing. So Dennis Emery invited me to lunch one day, wanted to talk about donations and about the baseball team and the new stadium, and wanted me to help out raise some money. So he said, what have you been doing? I said, well, I've been in healthcare my entire life, 20 some odd years in healthcare selling spinal devices to orthopedic and neurosurgeons throughout Kentucky and Tennessee. And he said, but here's the other thing. I said, here's the other thing I've been doing, these vignettes. He said, I played one for him. He said, those are great. You know what you should do? You should have a radio show. He said, if you get a radio show, I promise you I'll get whoever you want, whatever guest you want, and I've got just the person that wants to guest host it with you. So that's kind of how it started. Mm-hmm. Next thing you know, I talked to Ken Mudd here at iHeart. And he said, Michael, you need to do that. It wasn't 2 weeks later, I'm sitting here at iHeart in Louisville in the large conference room, and there's 11 people there. And I'm like, how did this happen? I mean, just a month before, I was sitting at the restaurant in Madeira Beach, Florida, thinking I'd love to have a radio show. Next thing you know, here I am.
Well, now you're at the beginning of the Big Blue Block on 1080, starting off with Just the Tip, then Tom Leach and the Leach Report, followed by KSR from 10 to 12. And you've had some turbulence. You had Kyle Macy, a change. Now Shannon the Dude has entered as probably the, would you say, co-host of the show?
Yeah. Oh, he's definitely the co-host, and he's the one that really carries me, I'll tell you right there. Yeah, Kyle started off, and I credit Kyle for at least getting me in the door here at iHeart. And, of course, he was the name. I was the who. And so it was fun with Kyle for a little bit, but then when he decided to leave the show, first thing out of Shannon's mouth that next day was, Michael, let me be the co-host. Well, at the time, I had already talked to Cameron Mills about doing it, and Cameron said, let me think about it for a little bit, because Cameron, like I do, has another full-time job.
He likes to talk a lot, too.
Yeah, oh, yeah, he is, and that's going to be one of those things, because I'm a pretty good talker, and so is Cameron, but when we get together, we really have a good time. And so anyway, he decided not to, Cameron decided not to, and I said, Shannon, let's do it. And it's just been, Shannon and I have, people think that we're on the air, he's a bit of a turd to me, but we're genuine friends on and off the air, and I credit him for a lot of the success we're now having.
Yeah, that's great. I think Shannon's brought a lot to your show. It's definitely raising in the ratings as well. And I want to get your background with UK. I've heard a few things here and there. Were you a former baseball player at the University of Kentucky? Is that why you have Big Blue in your heart?
Maybe. that's part of it. But no, I've just grown up all my life. My mom and dad are originally from Nashville, Tennessee. And I've got an older brother and an older sister, 10 and 13 years older than me. And they went to Kentucky. And then one day my mom and dad and I were driving over Lexington to go see a football game. And my mom turned to my dad and said, "Jerry, you are now a Kentucky fan. You will forever be a Kentucky fan. We got to move past because your kids are committed at Kentucky and so are you." And he was smart enough to say, "Yes, ma'am, I'm a Kentucky fan." But I've always been a Kentucky fan all my life. Love Kentucky. Have gone to games my entire life. We always traveled with the team, football, basketball, SEC tournaments, you name it. We were there.
Yeah, and what was your connection with Tampa? Because when we met, yeah. Michael, I'm originally from Tampa, Florida, St. Petersburg area, and it was weird that you had spent a lot of time there as well, knew a lot of the landmarks, a lot of the places to go. So let's hash that out now. Like, where did you come from, Tampa? Have you been going to Rays games and Bucks games like I have for the last decade?
All my life. I've been going. My family has a home down there, and they've had a home down there since I was a kid. So Tampa is just as much a home to me, St. Petersburg, as Louisville is in Kentucky. Uh-huh. So I've just always gone down there. It is home to me. I'll retire down there. I'll most likely die down there. But yeah, I love the Bucks. I love the Tampa Bay Lightning. I love the Rays. And so I try to get down there as much as I can. But, you know, that might be where I live someday, but Kentucky's always my home.
Yeah, it's going to be your home. Michael Bennett, the host of Just the Tip, weekdays from 8 to 9, joining us here on the Aural Pleasure Podcast. You can follow him on Twitter at JustTheTipKY. There's a little drama between you and another local media personality, and I wanted you on the podcast to kind of hash it out, just kind of clarify from your end. We had Shannon the Dude on last week, and this week, you know, a lot of the name change from Morning Tip Off to Just the Tip was kind of a joke, right? An inside joke with someone. You want to explain it for us?
Well, yeah, there is a definite other personality that tends to make fun of me, which I have no problem with. If people make fun of me, you got to realize I'm going to make fun of you back. And it was kind of an ongoing joke with Matt Jones, and he started calling Morning Tip Off Just the Tip. And so I'm sitting over here with the number two guy, Michael Jordan, with iHeart. And I said, Matt Jones doesn't like me. And he's like, "How do you know that?" And I'm like, "Well, because he's nicknamed my show from Morning Tip Off to Just the Tip." Well, Michael Jordan hesitated for a long time, looked at me and pointed and said, "That's the name of your show.
That's it.
We need to change it." So I'm like, "Oh, come on. This is just a joke." And I thought, well, no, that'd be kind of funny if we did that. Because that's kind of my humor coming out. I don't care. Let's have some fun with it. I went straight back to the studio with Shannon because he was still producing KSR. And I said, "Guess what Michael Jordan wants us to do?" And Shannon's like, "We're doing it." And I said, "Yes, we are."
Yeah, I think it helped with your relevancy. It got people to figure out what it is. And yeah. I think it's going to pay off. And do you know like where it came from originally, though? Like Just the Tip? Like, I think we may be confused at some point, lost in translation along the way.
Yes, it comes from one of my favorite movies with Vince Vaughn.
Yep.
And
Wedding Crashers.
Wedding Crashers, thank you. And mm-hmm. There's a long part where he's talking to, I guess, his assistant in his office. Vince Vaughn is talking to his assistant in his office. And so it was a reference to that.
And we'll play it right here on the Aural Pleasure Podcast. Best thing you can do, listen to audio and music here.
Perhaps play a little game called Just the Tip. Just for a second, just to see how it feels.
I do want to say one thing to you before we move on to our next topic and our final soundbite.
Yeah.
KSR Bar and Grill. KS Bar and Grill.
KS Bar and Grill.
However you want to say it.
Yes.
I heard you say my name a few times on the air after that opening night that they had. One that yes. You didn't end up getting the invitation to.
I didn't get invited.
And I wanted to say to you, man to man, that I asked to go to the KS Bar and Grill opening, and that's why I was invited to it.
Well, that takes away the fun then.
Well, I just didn't want you to be upset because I heard you Monday morning, the next day on radio, and you seemed upset, and I just wanted to tell you that it wasn't anything personal that way.
No, I would never be upset with you. You know, again, Matt Jones is always making fun of Michael Bennett, so I thought, I'm going to have some fun with him. So I went to Josh Everett, who's one of the guys that works here.
One of our bosses, yeah.
Yes, and I said, Josh, I have an idea. What do you think? And he's like, Michael, do it. Go after Matt, because that's the way Matt kind of got into the business, going after different media people. And I thought, it's going to be fun. A lot of people took it seriously.
Well, all I heard was, Matt doesn't like me. Billy got to go. Even Billy got an invitation to the opening, and I didn't. So I was like, well, Michael, man.
But no, it wasn't towards you. Trust me, it wasn't towards you. It was towards Matt Jones, because I'm still mad. I wasn't invited, and I returned the favor to him so many times that he's made fun of me about it, and I still don't get anything out of it. I'm still not invited to KS Bar and Grill.
Well, if Matt Jones ever jumps on the Oral Pleasure podcast, maybe you'll have to come in, maybe mid-show.
Yeah, let's do that, because I'm going to face him face-to-face on the microphone, and I'm going to get an apology out of him.
Throwing down the gauntlet. What do we got next?
No, I wrote this book as closure for me. But I'm not going to coach again.
Would you entertain coaching in the NBA if that opportunity?
I'm finished coaching.
You're finished coaching?
I'm finished coaching.
It's a Ricky P. Halloween here on the Oral Pleasure podcast. That was just a couple months ago. Rick Pitino on ESPN's show Get Up, telling him that he doesn't want to coach again. He's done. He's had enough scandals. It hurts too much in his heart. And then the news this week that Rick Pitino has hired an agent and wants to be an NBA coach. Michael Bennett is my guest. Can we believe anything that Rick Pitino says anymore?
Of course not. Next thing you're going to know is that he can last longer than 15 seconds, which I don't think that could ever happen right there.
Yeah, Rick Pitino has ruined the 15-second joke in general. Anytime 15 seconds are brought up, that's what my mind goes to. But seriously, do you think he has a chance of being an NBA team?
No, he's been there twice. I mean, three times is not going to make a charm for him. I think age is catching up with him. NBA teams are wanting a younger look. They're not going to want somebody that's already been there twice, totally unsuccessful with the Knicks, totally a bust with the Celtics. No, if I had the $1 billion it takes to buy an NBA team, I wouldn't even come close to considering Rick Pitino.
Well, I would look at the NBA today and see that they're moving to a more fast-paced game, something that Rick Pitino mastered in college. And also, if Rick Pitino would go to an NBA Siberia like Cleveland or Sacramento Kings, I think there may be a chance, but also, at the same token, I don't think he's going to get a lot of respect by some of the players.
I don't think so either, because when it comes to playing for Rick Pitino, it's a dictatorship. There's no, well, let's do this, coach, let's do that. It's Rick Pitino's way or it's no way. And the press would eat him alive, the fan base would eat him alive, and I can tell you, everybody in Cleveland would be totally up in arms. Why did we make this hire? No, I don't see it happening. Maybe at a mid-major college in the United States, I don't see him going to another major Division I team. There's just too many scandals, and your boosters are going to come in and say, well, if you're going to hire him, I'm not going to be donating.
Yeah, it's been a tough stretch for Louisville over the last, not even weeks or months, years. It seems like they cannot get out of the dumpster. Clemson, a 38.5 favorite over Louisville. Quick thoughts on that. I mean, it may be 50 points by then.
Yeah, and you know, all kidding aside, I'm to the point where I feel bad for cervical collar Bobby because of the fact that it's just gotten worse and worse for him. And I don't see it getting any better. And what's come to the truth and to the level of everybody talking about it was Lamar and a bunch of dudes.
Yeah.
Guess what? It was Lamar and a bunch of dudes, because all they got now is a bunch of dudes.
Yeah, and we're seeing it this year. 2-6 on the year. The Cardinals really struggling. Not sure if Pitino will be the coach at the end of the year.
Well, here's what's going to happen, too, because you're leaving out the best part. If Kentucky does win Saturday, and maybe if they lose, there's going to be 80-90% Big Blue Nation at Cardinal Stadium.
Right.
And that's going to be an embarrassment with their brand new expansion, everything that they're all proud of, the new stadium. It's going to be filled with Kentucky fans.
Well, let me ask you this, Michael. Let's say you do get 90% blue into Papa John's, or really just Cardinal Stadium now after another
scandal.
That's
what I just said. Yeah, you can't call it the Pizza Boy Stadium anymore.
Right. So let's say you get 90% in. UK does beat Georgia. They're on a magical run.
Yes.
And they lose to Louisville. Let's think about it now. Does that completely ruin your season? Because I know it completely makes the Louisville fans' season. That's kind of a weird flip-flop of a couple years ago when Lamar Jackson fumbled against UK.
Well, you know, it's a great question. I will take the Georgia win with the U of L loss. I'll tell you that right now, because it would still, to me, be a magical season because we're still going to the SEC championship. So that game, only thing that game will mean is that, okay, we have a true shot, a real shot at getting into the football playoffs. So that's why it's important. If we do win, yes, we do make the SEC championship by beating Florida, but you know what? We got to take care of business at Tennessee. We got to take care of business with Middle Tennessee State University and U of L. And then now we get the shot at, and don't forget, we might not be playing Alabama in that SEC championship. Alabama plays LSU this weekend. And on top of it all, it's at LSU. On top of that, it's a night game. You never, if you're an opposing team that's playing LSU, you never want to play them at night because, man, those Cajuns really love to have their drinks down there in Baton Rouge, and that place will be crazy in Tiger Stadium.
No, you're right. I was on the Western Kentucky University football team beat, and when they went to LSU, actually went down to Death Valley, a night game there, and it was pouring rain. And this is when Jeff Brohm had his best team. They weren't able to pull it out, but you're exactly right that the environment there is unlike anything I've ever seen. Michael Bennett, he's got big blue in his heart. Let me ask you this. Have you ever had any U of L run-ins? I mean, as having a UK sports talk show now, has the hate amplified at all? Or kind of what's your relationship with someone that doesn't agree with your sports opinions?
Well, there's a lot of that, especially when you live in Louisville. But no, I haven't had any run-ins. I've got a lot of very close friends. In fact, my best friend is a U of L fan. One's a U of L fan, one's a Michigan fan. And he can't listen to me on the radio. And because I've asked him, I said, because he's got a incredible sense of humor, I've asked him to come on the show with me. And maybe we'll do that one of these days. But also, he can't follow me on Twitter. It makes him so mad by a lot of the things I say, but I don't say anything that's far-fetched. I talk about reality, and reality is U of L deserves what they're getting. They should have fired Tom Jurek. They should have fired Rick Pitino, and they should, for that fact, get the death penalty. I believe that firmly, and that's not the biasness that I have because I'm a UK fan. I just feel like, listen, you got on probation. You knew you weren't supposed to do anything, and then here this comes again? Wait a minute, what, strippers? Now you're paying players? They deserve it. And I know it's going to hurt the economy in Louisville. It'll hurt a lot of those businesses, but then that goes back to the fact that Tom Jurek did this to everyone, as well as Rick Pitino did this to everyone. Take that cup of medicine right there, and you know what? We should have had an NBA team here, and it wouldn't have been a big deal.
Now, that's a good point, and I think that would have happened if Tom Jurek, at least what I've heard, did not block that from coming to Louisville. And you reap what you sow. You know, you've had all these scandals. It's finally starting to come back. I know they have the number one recruiting class right now in basketball, but it's an uphill battle for those guys, and it's not helping when UK football is going 7-1 right now.
Well, let's see what happens, because now that the FBI investigation and trial is over, that doesn't necessarily mean that U of L is going to keep all these recruits, because what I feel like should happen, now the NCAA should come down and come up with another punishment, and that way, unfortunately for U of L, all these recruits are going to be gone. So I really think that number one status is going to be temporary.
I will tell you what, there won't be a death penalty. They will not take away.
I don't think so either.
But they will ban postseason play. And in today's age, that is as much as a death penalty as really anything, because you all play for the tournament.
And you can't tell me they don't deserve it, especially when you're already on probation and they do this again knowingly that they're on probation. I feel like, as well, Kansas should be the other one. I don't know how the NCAA isn't coming down, nor the athletic director at Kansas is not coming down on Bill Self.
Well, how about this? I wanted to wrap it up, but you just had a great point pop into my head. All these coaches remaining in power throughout these struggles. Yes. I mean, you have DJ Durkin today returning to Maryland in a crazy situation. Ooh. Rick Pitino kept his job through two scandals. Yeah. We have Jim Boeheim and the Duke coach, Krzyzewski. I mean, these coaches hold the power Sean Miller with Arizona.
Sean Miller, I think, is another huge
Bill
one.
Bill Self with Kansas.
Bill Self with Kansas. And then Roy Williams. I mean, I still can't believe that a school can have a faux academic department that's giving degrees to people for classes they didn't take. Yet Roy Williams, who I guarantee you, I would bet the farm that Roy Williams knew exactly what the university was doing, because not only they had players and people from just regular enrollments, regular students at North Carolina, they knew that by having that combination, that wouldn't get the athletic department or the team in trouble. Roy Williams knew that, and
right.
He's getting away with
That's
it.
That's the loophole, and these coaches continue to remain in power in these sketchy situations throughout sports. Just a very weird dynamic. Hashtag pay the players.
You got me to be all serious. I mean, normally I like to joke and kid around, but Billy, you've gotten me to be serious for the last 25 minutes.
Well, let's hope Roy Williams doesn't listen to the podcast.
You know, I don't care if he does or not. I wish he would, because he should be gone. And then we haven't even talked about Urban Meyer. Who? How the heck does he have a job?
That's a great point.
You look at Joe Paterno, God rest his soul. He lost his job for pretty much the same thing, yet Urban Meyer still has a coaching job. It just blows my mind away.
Very strange. Michael, thank you for joining me here on the Oral Pleasure Podcast. Let me hit you with a little rapid fire on our way out. Is that okay?
You got it.
All right. What was your first car?
My first car was a Pontiac Firebird.
Okay. I like that. Favorite place to eat in Louisville?
I would probably have to say Eddie Merlot's.
I have not been there.
It's a nice place down off of 4th Street. It's a good steak.
All right, I'm going to have to try it. Most famous person in your phone?
Oh, wow. I mean, it's obviously going to be UK related, but Kirk Herbstreit. I mean, that'd be one of them.
Herbstreit?
Yeah.
I'd say he's bigger than Stoops or Mitch Barnhart, anybody like
that. I
guess so. Let's see. Favorite sports memory with UK that you have?
Oh, boy. Well, besides this past weekend, I would probably have to say the 2007 LSU-UK, when UK beat them in Commonwealth Stadium as LSU was number one. I'll never forget that we're down on the field. Everybody is on the field. They rush the field. And it was the second time we had done that this season, because we had beaten, when Stevie got loose, we had beaten U of L. U of L was ranked in the top 10. And here we turn around and beat LSU. And I all of a sudden, a gentleman comes up to me and says, sir, is that your son next year? And I look down, and that's my son, Max. I said, yes. He goes, can you tell him to stop picking the turf? I look totally down to the ground, and he has got so much grass in his pocket that he's made a hole on the field. But that's one of my fondest memories right there.
Much better memory than another LSU game in UK football history.
That's right. I was there, and that was Guy Morris. Mm-hmm. And I remember distinctly, because these are great memories. Football games are great memories because of my family being there. This was my whole family being there. My mom, who unfortunately passed away 18 years ago, who I missed dearly every day, was there with us. My dad was there and the rest of my family. But I'm watching the student body climb the goalpost as at the opposite end of the field, LSU is scoring to just break our heart yet again.
Okay, two more and then we'll wrap it up here.
All right.
Your first job?
My first job was in Nashville, Tennessee, selling spinal implants, and I didn't know what a spinal implant was, and yet I was calling on orthopedic and neurosurgeon. Here's this kid that barely passed classes at UK or school in high school, and yet here I am calling on orthopedic and neurosurgeon selling these products. That was my first job, and thank goodness it ended up pretty.
And you didn't have a job in high school or college or anything like
that?
No,
that was my first job. No, I grew up in a lucky family, and I had great parents that grew up really with hard surroundings. My mom only had a couple of outfits when she was growing up, and my dad came from a hardworking family. My grandfather was a plumber, and my parents just said, have fun. We want you to enjoy life. And my first job really wasn't until I was out of college.
And finally, Michael, what's the best advice that you can give a young person today getting ready to go through life? Not even anything specific, something that you've learned that you would want to tell somebody.
Follow your passion. I mean, if you have something that you love, don't worry about the money side of it. Don't worry about the financial side of it, because that will come with it. Passion is everything, and being determined.
Follow him on Twitter at justthetipky.com. Weekdays from 8 to 9 a.m. on 1080 a.m. Michael Bennett, big thank you for coming on the Oral Pleasure Podcast.
Hey, Billy, this was a blast. I really appreciate you including me with all these famous people you have. Then you got lowly old Michael Bennett. Thanks a lot.
No problem, Michael. That's going to do it for the 13th episode of the Oral Pleasure Podcast. Thank you for listening. Make sure you follow me on Twitter at Billy R Sports. You can listen on iTunes, Spotify, and Spreaker.com. Now, you know what time it is. It's time for the sounds of the week.
Sale again looks in. He's ready. Turns, kicks, fires. Swing and a miss. It is over. The Boston Red Sox, baseball's best all season long. They have won it all. And a celebration begins. They mob Chris Sale. And the dog pile starts third base side of the pitcher's mound. For the fourth time in the last 15 years, the Red Sox are World Series champions.
Durant, middle, right side, Clay. Takes a dribble, now the three. Got it! An NBA record for Clay Thompson. 14 threes. Chicago calls time. And to a man, every player off the Warriors bench congratulates Klay Thompson, who is breaking Steph Curry's record.
Got a lot of respect for Mark and the job he's done. I think it's really remarkable, and it shows the patience of an athletic department to stick with a guy who I think is one of the best coaches in all of college football. He's now put his roster together. He's got a senior class that's really incredible.
A 25-yard effort for Adam Vinatieri. Looking to break Morton Anderson's record. Rigoberto Sanchez will hold. Snap. Ball down. The field goal is up. And he's done it. He's done it. Adam Vinatieri has just become the NFL's all-time leader in points scored.
Criticism where? From where?
Twitter, radio.
Yeah. Oh, I give a rat's ass about Twitter. It's a platform for people that are sitting home throwing an unemployment check, sitting in front of a keyboard.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. We do not own any of the music or audio played in today's show. Credit to Fox Sports, ABC News, and iHeartRadio. And we'll talk to you next time.